This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the farm bill debate continues in Washington, D.C. as the Senate is the next stop. But one issue livestock groups are watching especially closely is language dealing with California's Proposition 12 law. While the issue has been tied completely to the pork industry, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the outcome will have long-term implications for cattle producers and livestock operations across the country. During the recent NAFB Washington Watch event, I talked with NCBA Sigrid Johans about why the organization believes the language included in the House Ag Committee's version of the bill is very important to protect. We'll hear from her next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that Proposition 12 language may be one of the most important livestock-related pieces of the entire farm bill. NCBA's Sigrid Johans tells me they worked hard to keep that provision into the House version of the farm bill, and they will undoubtedly keep working on to make sure it's protected in the Senate.
So that's actually what we've been working on the most since that amendment portal opened. We are extremely, extremely adamant that the Prop 12 fix language that made it into that, again, committee-passed version of the bill has to stay in the bill. That is extremely important in this farm bill. It might be the most important thing, frankly, for cattle country in this bill, because on top of those funding and those program pieces, this is a precedent-setting exercise.
Johans says this goes far beyond just one state law or one livestock sector. She says cattle producers see this as a defining moment as whether outside states can influence how producers across the country raise livestock and conduct business.
This is our last opportunity to really say once and for all, you know, after the Supreme Court decision, after the ballot initiative in California, this is our most definitive chance to say, nope, if you are a livestock producer in Nebraska, in Iowa, in Georgia, in Nevada, all you have to do is comply with your state's laws and with federal law. And beyond that, it should not be up to the voters of New York or California or anywhere else to tell you how to raise your livestock.
Johans says the concern inside cattle country intensified after multiple amendments were introduced that would remove Prop 12 languages from the House bill altogether. She says NCBA viewed those efforts as a direct challenge to producers in the middle of the country.
So it's extremely important to us that that language stay in the bill. There are multiple amendments in that batch of 500 that strip it out at this point. And frankly, we're lobbying really heavily against those, because if anybody is willing to take that out, that's a pretty firm signal to us that you're not really that serious about protecting the rights of farmers and ranchers in the middle of the country. You're really kind of looking at those folks who voted on that ballot initiative in California, many of whom are really heavy donors to a number of members, and saying we care more about that than we do the cattle producers in our district.
Johans says that the NCBA supports many of the broader livestock and conservation provisions included in the House Ag Committee's version of the Farm Bill that was recently passed. But she made it clear that protecting producers from state-by-state production mandates remains one of the organization's top priorities. The debate surrounding Prop 12 has become one of the most closely watched livestock issues in Washington because many producer groups fear the precedent it could create if individual states are allowed to dictate production practices beyond their borders. And while our discussion happened before the House ultimately passed its version of the Farm Bill with the Prop 12 language still included, the legislation now heads to the Senate, where livestock groups expect the debate surrounding those protections to become even more difficult in the weeks ahead, as the farm bill has many critics on both sides of the aisle for different reasons. For this story and more, log on to iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.